at blogtalkradio.com.
Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
Oh, wow. Good morning, good morning, good morning, family, and welcome to Power Starts Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson, your Power Mentor. We're going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that's for you to build a big business. Listen, we're here coaching you every Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you have not done this already, go ahead and share the call with other people. They can dial in to 602-753-1848 or listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithNicola. We are here in the series, and I am still here in Canada. I'm in Whistler, Canada. I had some trouble this morning getting in, but we're here and live in full effect, and we are talking about how there is power in clarity, power in clarity. And, you know, I need you guys to hear me. It is extremely important that you understand that you have a very clear state when it comes to where you're going and what you're trying to accomplish. It is so absolutely amazing. I am meeting individuals, and when I'm hearing this power of clarity, I'm talking about time the millionth or billionth degree. And it don't start out like that, though. It does not start out like that, you know. And today we have a scripture. We gotta unlock your full potential so we can get you to be more productive. And I want you to know that you may have the idea, but without execution or working toward the idea, you will never get clear. And so I want you to turn your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 2. Verse 10 is where we're going to be coming out of on today. We gotta go to the Lord, because I'm telling you right now, when you don't feel that you have the power to do more than what you're doing now, it's going to be extremely difficult for you to weather the storms to move into your fullness of your power. But when you understand that you were made to be successful, that God, no matter who else in your life, don't want you to be successful, that God wants you, your creator wants you to be successful, things are going to change. I'm talking about when you're absolutely clear first on that. Let's go to the Lord. Father God, we come before you. We honor you on today. This is the day you've made. We're so glad, we're joyous. We're here in the land of the living with you once again. Father God, we thank you, oh dear Lord, that you are the great I am. There is no one bigger, wiser than you. We're thanking you, oh dear Lord. Another opportunity just to breathe. The work that you put into us, making us in the likeness of your own image. What a wonder. Yet every single day, many of us, we take that for granted. So on this day, we want to give you the highest praise of hallelujah. We want to give you the highest praise of hallelujah. The Lord, we're going to take it a step further. We want our life to be a hallelujah. We're thanking you, oh dear Lord, that we're going out and we're going to do great exploits in your name. But we know we can only do that through your Holy Spirit. So as your Holy Spirit increase, let your servant decrease right now like never before. Give us the clarity of first who you are and who you created us to be. We're thankful and we honor you. We want to bless you and seal this prayer with the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. So, good morning, guys. I'm here still dialing in from Whistler, Canada, and it's our last day. We're heading in, and maybe that's why, I don't know, internet crazy. But I can tell you this. Ephesians 2 and 10 should get you very excited on this morning. And when you are really understanding that you were created in the image of God, you can go anywhere. And your vision won't change. I'm going to share with you some experiences that I had on last evening. As we closed out here at the Tony Robbins Finance Summit, it was extremely powerful. When we went and we ended up in some prayer when they ended up playing a song and acknowledging Jesus. It just lit such a fire in my soul as if I could be set anymore on fire would be like the burning bush in the moment. Ephesians 2 and 10 is, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. I got to read that one more time, because it's time for you to make a decision. Are you going to keep walking in where you are, mediocrity, or are you going to walk in the good works? Ephesians 2 and 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Just in case you believe that you're going to be extremely clear and unlock your full potential or be more productive by standing still, you better get to moving. I need you to know that when you are moving in a much clearer state, you are going to become more decisive and you're going to make better decisions. What decision do you need to make right now? What decision? For some people, it's just to stop and literally get connected with their vision and even write it down. There are so many people who don't have a vision written down. And being coming out of this finance summit and how it was from the very beginning setting us up for the writing and getting clear and writing the vision before we left the room. And the beautiful thing is that some people might say, I'm not there yet. But I had the opportunity to talk with multiple people after, some multiple millionaires and billionaires after we went to a gathering, and was able to realize that there was an opportunity where I had to stand up and ask a question and or give a comment on something that one of the other billionaires that was on stage shared. And when I stood up and was able to say my name and what have you, and I walked through, as I'm walking through this after event, And I'm hearing certain people calling my name that I've never known before just because of the intensity of my question or my conviction for what it is that I want to do with connecting the dots between the have and the have-nots. And having that conversation attracted, having that me stating what's in my heart and having that clear vision attracted conversations of such a high level to where you had very, very wealthy people. And I'm walking through this room and they say, hey, come sit with here. Nicola, come over here. Come over here. Sit up, sit with us. Come over here. Sit down. And they had questions for me. They want to know, what are you doing? And what are you trying to do? And what are you doing in Atlanta? And things like that. And some huge, huge connections were made. And I can go back and I said, Lord, I'm here in training your people up about being clear. And that clarity will help you make better decisions. Like, there was a decision between me not, I can't even believe that there was even an opportunity such as me being here, and I even thought for a moment not to be here. But you know why? Because I didn't know what I was going to run into while I was here. Why am I sharing this with you? Because many of you all take your business for granted, your network marketing business for granted, because you don't know what's on the other side if you were really to go full out. Even though I'm one of the leaders of Living Proof of how far just you taking this opportunity seriously and the revenue or resource what allowed me to even be in a room and now allowed me to be able to do bigger and better work for God by people hearing the vision that's clear coming from me and saying, I want to help you. One gentleman, he said, tell me, who are you trying to help? What are you trying to do? I said, connecting the dots between the have and the have-nots. There are so many people out here that just do not have the opportunity. And I know there's not a poverty issue. It's a distribution of money issue. And I want to distribute more money into the hands of people who really want to create impact. And then he began to follow me around, and one of them, he so happened to used to be a manager for Puff Daddy and Biggie Smalls, and now he does some other things, and he's working on a huge project, a sneaker project. And he's working with one African-American guy, and he's like, that's going to be the first billionaire in this specific space. And when I told him what he said, Nicola, I need you to come alongside with us. And I said, well, he said, I need you to come alongside. So some other people were coming along while he was talking to me, and we were leaving. And he's like, Nicola, I didn't see your number. Did you text me? I didn't see your number. They're like, well, I want to be a part of it. Like, yeah. But Nicola, did you text me? God had him lasered in on me to say, he's like, I need your voice, sister. You, because the vision is clear. The decision I could have made would have probably had me not in the right place in the right time. When you're clear, you make better decisions. That's how I ended up here instead of, and thank God for Robert Jackson, who's such an amazing, amazing supportive soul. I don't know what did I do to deserve a man like this for when we were supposed to be actually in Jamaica. And the decision I went to him, I said, honey, I know for something in my gut. And he knows I have that intuition. I said, in my gut, I'm like, I gotta be there. I wanted you guys to come with me. He said, no, you have the cold on your own. Me and Caden is out. We good. We're good. You go. But all I could think about at the end of this event is, what if I did not make the decision to be here? What decision do you need to make right now so you can move into your fullest potential and actually get productive, more productive than you've ever been in your entire life. That clarity will give you focus. I spoke with a gentleman. We were sitting down, and I asked everyone, that's what we're going to ask, so what do you do? That's a common question in this community. And he started sharing with me and said that I sell medical opinions. I said, medical opinions? He said, yeah, medical opinions. He said, I said, well, who do you sell medical opinions to? And he said, well, there are different ailments and illnesses and things like that. And some space where he's selling opinions about ailments and things like that. Him and his brother. I said, well, it's a lot of people who are sick out here. That has to be a big business. He said, yeah, $1 billion business. I said, how did you guys do that? He said, my brother was a doctor. My brother wanted to realize a lot of people are misdiagnosed with different things. He's clear. His brother was clear on something. And he said, and he kind of just fell into the business because he was actually one giving the opinions, and then some kind of thing happened, and he said, I was consulting him on it, and then we actually now merged it into a business, and now it's a $1 billion business. There is power and clarity. But yet, I remember seeing that same gentleman sitting down, moving through the class, taking his notes, making his next plan. See, the vision, make it clear, but it always is going to require more clarity as you get more information, as you build up, even in your network marketing business right now. You might be at a certain level and you're like, still some things I don't understand. But actually walking in the clarity, walking in the vision is going to make things more clear. Most people believe that if I stand still or if I only attend the events or trainings and not go out and execute, that I'm going to get clear, and it does not work like that. I ran into a gentleman, and he had been walking around the room, and people are like, man, that guy right there, he's really powerful. And I looked, and I said, I know this guy. I'm like, I know him. I'm like, I need to get closer so I could read his name tag. And I said, Chris? I said, Chris, he's like Nicola, because everyone remembers this voice. I can see you walking around. I'm looking at you. I'm like, he looks so different because he's all buffed up and got on a baseball cap like Tony Robbins and all stuff. And I'm like, what is going on? I was in his company. He had a real estate company, and he built it out as a network marketing company, and he changed the model. I went into that company, and I was rocking it out the park like it was moving super fast. I became like one of his top people overnight. And the challenge was, it was real estate, and to help people become real estate investors. And the challenge was, we couldn't get people qualified so they could invest. Many of people, they didn't have the credit to where they could invest. And so that clarity of, hey, where I'm trying to go, what I'm trying to do, led me to even the company that I am now, and looked at it and said, okay, well, we could use this. And his company didn't make it in that space. It's doing something much bigger. Now he's actually here organizing a $1 billion fund for real estate. And here I come again. God brought us back together again, and he's like, you automatically have an opportunity to be in because you're in this circle. You're platinum. I said, are you serious? He said, yeah, automatic. And then I began to tell the story about I was representing his company, and that was the company that I did a presentation for that led me to go to Malaysia. And I said, Chris, I'd asked you to come, but you sent Kevin instead. And I did the presentation, and it moved me into meeting Dame DC Cordova. He said, yes, I remember. I was the one who introduced them. It is so powerful when you have a vision. If the vision is nothing but I want to help people do X, Y, Z, and you truly believe it, you're truly certain about it, your whole vision won't come into manifestation overnight. And you would look like you're having rewards, and sometimes it may seem like you're not on the right track. But if you have the clear vision, God will put you back on track. It's absolutely powerful on how your vision can carry you through, even through dark times, hard times, bad times. Did I say hard times? Did I say bad times? I know I did. But still never lose sight of your vision. I need to ask you guys on today as I'm getting ready here to head back on home. I need you to write down what decision do you need to make on today so you can become more productive. There is power and clarity. Do the work so we can start walking in God's workmanship. I love you guys. I'll see you tomorrow. I'll be back in the A on tomorrow, God willing. Thanks for all the prayers for Tribal Mercies, and I'll see you soon. Love you.